Welcome to the infamous podcast, Bitch, I'm Not Well. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Brandy.
And we're invested on taking you down to Crazy Town, where we talk about crazy bitches who are truly unwell. Today, we're actually going to talk about a few things that may have a happy ending. They don't result in murder.
Oh, no way.
I know. So if you're not interested, skip the episode. I don't know what to tell you. Nobody's going to die.
I'm pretty interested.
There is the potential that people could die, but nobody actually dies.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
That's good.
So do you ever feel like a twinge of guilt when you have that extra slice of pie or a whole container of ice cream? Have you ever wondered what toilet paper tasted like?
No.
No. How about being married to a synthetic doll?
Huh?
Okay, I haven't wondered about any of those things either. But today, we're going to talk about those who are in the know on all such things.
With eating toilet paper and making out with a synthetic doll?
Yes.
Excellent. Uh-huh. This should be interesting.
Okay. So these are people that have strange addictions, like they are drawn to these like weird substances to eat.
I had a friend that was pregnant and she wanted to eat mud.
Oh.
But then they found out some type of vitamin deficiency.
Correct, yeah.
Thankfully, she didn't eat the mud. She did eat chalk, though.
Oh, well. Okay.
She wasn't worried about it until she ate the mud. And she's like, oh my God, I'm eating chalk and mud now. It's like,
maybe was she taking prenatals?
I don't know.
Man,
that's a really long time ago.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one on the list is a woman named Crystal. And she's a mother of five kids. And I'm sure that she probably makes meals for her kids, but she has a very strange craving for household cleaners. Yes.
Like Comet?
Yes.
Oh.
So one day while she was using Ajax or Comet, you know, the powder that you, those kind of cleaners, she thought to herself that it smelled really good.
Oh, no.
So good that it made her mouth water.
No.
Mm-hmm. So she then decided to eat it. So she poured a little bit in her hand and she rubbed it, you know, she licked her finger and she put it in the powder substance and rubbed it on her tongue and stated that she was totally freaked out and really scared. Like, damn, I can't believe I just did that.
It didn't like hurt her? Did it make her sick? Did it burn her tongue?
No.
Does Comet really taste like gasoline?
I don't know.
Does it make her teeth turn green?
You want me to ask Crystal?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to know if that song that we sang when we were kids is true.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't
sing
know that
it?
Song?
No,
it's
sing
like,
it.
Comet, it tastes like gasoline. Comet, it makes your teeth turn green. Comet. I'm sure there's a few other ones.
Yeah. I've never heard that.
Really?
No.
I don't know why. I remember singing it all the time when we were little.
Yeah, no, those weren't the songs that I was taught. I was taught, we are brave, we are bold, we are naked and we're cold in the cellar of Murphy's Garage. G.I. Joe, he turned green, someone peed in his canteen in the cellar of Murphy's Garage. We will drink, drink, drink till we vomit in the sink.
Ugh.
Then we will drink a little more. Once, twice, thrice, we will pick each other's lice as we're rolling around on the floor. YMCA camp,
that's
13
so
years old.
That is great. I can see the community love right there. Picking each other's lice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Rolling around on the floor.
Rolling around.
Okay, so anyway, I don't know if it made her teeth turn green. I'm sure that it... Well, I do know that it had some complications with her teeth, but we'll go through that in a second. So, although she was freaked out and scared, like, she continued her newfound buffet. Like...
That's crazy.
Love it. So she's been eating cleanser for more than 30 years.
Cool.
Up to 10 times a day.
Oh, gosh.
She
like
says,
a teaspoon of it?
Well, she pours a little bit in her hand, and then she either licks her hand or she wets her finger and licks it, you know, like, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm thinking the dipping sticks.
Oh.
Maybe you could get the candy.
Just get the stick.
And dip it.
Oh, God.
She says that she likes the grainy texture. It's almost like having sand in your mouth. And she likes the taste.
Who likes having sand in their mouth?
Well.
I guess Crystal. Do you
she,
think it makes her poop smell good?
that she's clean.
Like she farts and it smells like lemons or Pine Sol.
Oh my God. Or Ajax.
Ugh. Gross.
Okay, so she does say that it does not make her high or give her any kind of kick. She's not sure what it is about it, but it satisfies something within herself.
Oh, I didn't even think about getting high from it.
Yeah, I would kind of think that it would make you. I'd be terrified to eat any kind of cleaners.
Yeah.
Further discovery through a therapist found that this was likely behavior due to being abused as a young girl. She correlates eating the cleansers to feeling dirty inside and wants to be clean.
Oh, wow.
When she confided to her teenager what she was doing, she told her that she did it daily since she was 12 years old. And her daughter is probably 16 or 17 at this time. And she was like, what is this doing to your insides? You don't ingest things like that.
She's like, Mom, that's not normal.
Right. So then she showed her daughter how she ate it. All the while, her daughter's looking at her like,
You don't see that poison control
little
note on
she
the back
did.
Of that?
She flipped it around and she said, have you ever read the warning labels? And Crystal responded, yes, I did. And it actually says that if you ingest it, to drink a glass of water and call your physician. Well,
I'm guessing she drank the glass of water but did not follow step two.
She did not. So her daughter picks up the can and reads it out loud, and she says, may be harmful if swallowed or inhaled. Wash hands before handling and before eating, drinking, chewing gum, using tobacco, or using the toilet.
So
she then told Crystal, they don't want this inside of you.
Like, Mom, it doesn't mean wash your hands and put it in your hand and lick it.
Right.
It means
make sure
you
have clean hands before you put the cleanser.
Yeah, we don't want you eating the cleanser.
So apparently Crystal's having all kind of problems with her teeth, like we just said. So she goes to the dentist. Well, she discovers that the cleansers were eating her teeth away.
Oh, gosh.
The dentist was shocked and compared Crystal's teeth to a person who uses meth.
I was actually just about to ask, did you think she was on meth?
She didn't think she was on meth, but she, because Crystal told her what all she was doing
for
how long, and she was like.
So she must have not gone to the dentist for a really long time if it was like she went and it's like, oh my gosh, you have really bad teeth.
Yeah, maybe
that would have been something that they would have seen getting gradually worse.
Right. No, I think this was a long time in the making. So I don't think she's going to a dentist for who knows. But yeah, when the dentist asked her what she had been doing for her teeth to become so eroded, Crystal told her about ingesting the cleanser. And she told her that the acid content in the cleansers had slowly eroded the enamel on her teeth. And she then informed Crystal that all of her top teeth had to come out, as well as some on the bottom.
Oh, like they were just gone. They were going to have to pull them out?
Yes. And she had a treatment plan. That was a whopping $19,000 worth of damage and repairs.
I guess the cleaner didn't work as well on her teeth as it did on her cabinets.
I don't think it did.
Oh, gosh, that's a lot.
So immediately, Crystal lets her know that she can't afford it. And the dentist asked if she could commit to stop eating the cleanser and seek out help. And Crystal agreed. And the dentist said, if you're committed, then I want to do these repairs for free.
Wow.
For free.
That's a really nice dentist.
Right? Crystal starts to cry, and I imagine she was in all her feels. You know, she was like finally freeing herself to her addiction by like telling people. And, you know, somebody gives you a $19,000 gift, basically.
That had to be really hard to confess to doing, because like people are going to think I'm crazy. They're going to think I'm lying.
Yeah. I mean, she hid it from her own daughter. So, and probably, I mean, all her kids. I don't know where her other kids were, but this is probably the last baby.
I wonder if, like, by the time she told her, the teenager was like, are you on drugs? Like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your teeth?
Well, I don't know. Do kids really notice their mom's teeth?
I don't know. I don't notice anybody's teeth.
I don't either, really. So, anyway, the next step, Crystal saw a psychologist about her addiction. Crystal admitted to hiding or sneaking to eat the cleanser. When her psychologist asked her what else she was hiding, Crystal told her that when she was a young girl, she was sexually abused. The psychologist said that when a child is abused, they go numb and don't feel alive. things like chewing on the cleanser made her feel alive. So Crystal says that she no longer wants to eat the cleansers and that she hopes she can substitute the addiction for something positive. And she has learned relaxation and stress reduction techniques.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Huh? And has the willpower, and we are pulling for her.
Yes.
Go, Crystal.
We're Team Crystal.
Team Crystal.
I bet she can help other people too that think like nobody else has this type of addiction except for me. It's like, no, this is Crystal's story.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Yeah. Yeah. The next one. Lord. Okay.
I can't wait.
This woman is addicted to sleeping with her blow dryer.
What?
Okay. Not in a sexual manner. Just she cannot stop sleeping with this blow dryer. She keeps it in her bed nearly 8 hours every night.
Oh.
Yeah. Lori was 8 years old when her sister turned a blow dryer on to sleep, and the sound and the warmth of it immediately hooked her. Like,
so wait, she sleeps with it turned on?
Yes. Oh. Running in her bed.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. So she mostly places the blow dryer on her hands or her feet. And she had several severe burn incidents, and her family just see scars all over her body from it. Like,
get a freaking heated blanket or a heating pad.
Mm-hmm.
That's so dangerous.
Right. Her husband hates it. Like, he took a video of it, and he was like, I want you all to see my sleep partner. And he shows the hair dryer.
You're a terrible sleep partner.
Yeah, he's not fond of it.
You're complaining about snoring. Mm-hmm. My house might burn down.
Right. And now Lori's 3-year-old daughter is addicted to it. And Lori does not want her to be as addicted as she is. So
that's really dangerous.
Uh-huh. All of her friends are very concerned about her sleeping with the blow dryer, of course, because it causes her pain. And she's all scarred up, and she's beautiful. Like, she's a beautiful person, but she's just got all these scars all over her arms and neck and chest. And, like, you know, when I guess you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Asleep.
I mean, I could imagine, because if I blow dry one part of my hair too long, it burns.
It's hot. And what a way to wake up.
Like, yes.
Why would you want to wake up to searing pain in the middle of the night? That's not
good.
But
touched it or something. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No. Not good.
Not feel good. That would make me really nervous about my 3-year-old wanting to do that.
Mm-hmm. So Lori says it's psychological feeling of relaxation, but she doesn't want any more burns or to burn the house down. So she agreed to go to counseling and declared that she slept with her blow dryer to zone out, and without it, she would be anxious and uneasy, but does want to stop the habit.
I wonder if she could just record the blow dryer, the noise, and then sleep with a heating pad and the blow dryer noise on.
You know what? We need to call out to her. Have you thought about this?
That would solve your problems, probably.
Yeah. So the therapist gave Lori some meditation techniques and asked her to write a goodbye letter to the blow dryer.
Was it a breakup letter?
It's a breakup letter with the blow dryer. Because sometimes, you know, it's as simple as saying goodbye, like putting it on paper, pen and paper. Like, if you ever want to tell somebody something really terrible, or if you're really angry with somebody, you know, you should write it in a letter and then burn it.
Yeah. Get it all out.
Get it all out. Get your feelings out. And then be able to discuss it in a more rational frame of mind.
That's what I say.
Okay. So Lori, good news, has stopped sleeping with the blow dryer.
Woo! Yeah!
Go, Lori.
We're so proud.
We are. We're super happy to hear that. She does admit, though, that she still craves it and uses it occasionally during the day. But I guess that's not as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's slowly weaning herself off.
Yeah. Okay, now we are going to Keisha, a 34-year-old woman who loves eating.
I feel like I'm not going to like this.
Toilet paper.
Ugh, is it clean toilet paper?
It is clean.
Okay.
Little sheets. She started in the 6th grade. She went to live with her grandmother and aunt and had to leave her family. So I guess maybe it was part of that trauma of having to leave her family, maybe. I don't know. Maybe she found comfort in it.
That makes more sense. I was going to ask if
the uncontrollable.
I thought they were maybe really bad cooks. But yeah, that yours is probably right. Mine's yours probably makes more sense.
Yeah. Her mom says that every time you would see Keisha, she would have a piece of tissue in her hand trying to hide it. Her mother said she never understood why she ate tissue and never would understand it, understandably.
Yeah, so. That would be hard to understand.
Keisha says she loves the way that it feels on her tongue, the way it dissolves, and she eats up to half a roll a day.
Cool.
Over the last 23 years, she would have eaten around 1,200 pounds of toilet paper.
Oh my gosh, it doesn't like clog her or... Oh,
she does have a favorite, and I didn't catch the name of the brand. I'm very sorry in case you're hungry.
I bet it was Charmin. Is that the one with the bear?
Yeah, Charmin is the one with the bear that doesn't leave...
Crumbs
on your butt. Maybe it doesn't leave crumbs on your tongue. I don't know.
Ugh, I don't want to know.
Maybe she likes the crumbs.
Maybe so.
We don't know. So it is, though, two-ply. And her brand of choice is easier to digest than the other two-ply brands, according to Keisha.
That would have been good to know when we were living in the camper.
Were you planning on eating?
Oh, no. We had to use one-ply because it wasn't like two-ply would clog up the tank or whatever.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I don't like one-ply.
So your sewage to digest it.
Yes. Okay. It would be easier for my sewage to digest, not for me.
Yeah, the one ply.
No, I don't like that.
No, we know likey.
No, do not.
So she separates the two ply and then eats it. So like she tears off a sheet and then separates that and then eats it like cotton.
Oh, so she's not really eating
candy.
Two ply at once. So
no.
I wouldn't have been able to use.
Correct. But she does like the two ply. Hmm. I wonder if she has to wipe after a number two.
Huh. I wonder if it's all paper and it's just like, it's fine.
Yeah, there's no poop.
You remember how they used to have like colored toilet paper, like pink?
Yes, and blue.
I wonder if she ever eats
and yellow?
Those. Like,
cotton candy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're colored cotton candy. You could pretend.
Mm-hmm. But all joking aside, this is a pretty serious addiction. She brings it to the movies.
Oh, God.
In her car, in her purse, like everywhere.
Well, at least at the movies, she wouldn't get in trouble for bringing in outside food. Nobody would expect that you're eating that toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
They may think you're going to use it to wipe your butt, but not that you're going to eat it instead of popcorn.
Right. We got to lock the bathrooms because she's going to eat half a roll.
And she wouldn't have to worry about sharing because ain't nobody else eating toilet paper with
Nobody's
her.
Eating it. That's true.
That's true.
So she does... say that she has a hard time going to the bathroom when she eats too much or that it will give her pain in her stomach.
I wonder, like, could it get clogged? Like,
yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Ugh.
So eating fibrous or porous objects can cause bowel obstructions and even become fatal.
Oh, dang.
Yes. Keisha's family have made numerous attempts to get her to stop, but Keisha says as long as she's not hurting anybody, she should be able to do it. Her sister tells her that she's really worried about her. And how does she know if all this tissue isn't backing up in her system? And that maybe when she's 40, they're going to pull out all this tissue? And my mind immediately went to a clown pulling handkerchiefs out of his mouth. Keisha says she wants to stop but doesn't know how. Because, and she's right, like when you have a drug or alcohol addiction... and you're away from the drugs or alcohol, you can stop that. But with toilet paper, hello.
Yeah.
Inevitably.
She's going to have to bring like a portable bidet with her.
It's going to be in your a bidet.
Is that what it's called? Bidet? Like where they squirt water on your butt?
Oh, yeah. Portable.
Portable
just
one.
Just a squirt bottle.
Yeah. I guess it would
just be a squirt bottle.
Like you can't use toilet paper here. You have to use your squirt bottle.
Yeah. Because some point or another, you're gonna be in contact. And it's going to be a staring contest. Like you're going to walk into the bathroom at Target and see the toilet paper there and you're going to be, my mouth is watering. I need some of that.
That really makes me want to throw up. Could you imagine walking around the corner in the Target bathroom and somebody just standing there with toilet paper hanging out their mouth?
No. Or just sitting there in the corner eating it.
Just need to potty, not to interrupt anything here.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it.
You didn't see anything.
See nothing.
When Keisha saw her psychiatrist, she told her she didn't think eating toilet paper was an issue. The doctor immediately told her the classic symptoms of addiction was denial and minimization.
I don't know what's worse, the fact that she doesn't think it's a problem or the fact that she eats it.
Both. They're both problems.
They're both real bad.
Yeah. So she said, "You're telling yourself it's no big deal. I've been doing it for 24 years. I can continue to do this." But then she tells her that if her intestines rupture inside of her abdomen, that it could be fatal and pretty quickly.
Oh, dang.
Keisha is putting her body at risk and playing Russian roulette with her life. Keisha tells her that her mom is always telling her her insides are going to bust. And she guesses that's what she's been talking about. And then she asked the doctor, is there a lot of warning before that? And the doctor said, not a whole lot of warning, Keisha. Like, it seriously is like putting one bullet in the gun and
spinning the barrel
and firing it, because you just don't know when it's going to happen.
I wonder, like, if she's eaten that much. I mean, she's had to pass a lot of it. Is she like really big? Like, she's full of toilet paper? No.
No. I mean, she's not a petite girl, but she's not a huge, you know.
She's not like 1,200 pounds.
No. Toilet paper. No.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Let's hope that she's passed some of it.
I was wondering.
Yeah, I think she was like 12, maybe. I don't know. So Keisha was scared, of course, hearing this news.
I guess so.
But she says she cannot imagine living her life without eating toilet paper.
That's sad.
So the doctor suggests, you know, why don't you use wipes or other cleansing materials besides toilet paper?
Well, yeah, I guess wipes would make a lot more sense than a squirt bottle.
Well, who knows? I mean, personally, I love a bidet. But I never thought about bringing a squirt bottle with me anywhere.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of weird. You know, you hear that?
You hear them? What's going on in that bathroom?
Poor girl. What's she doing there?
If I was with you, I'd holler something out.
I know. So Keisha cannot stop, even though trying. She wants to cut back and is willing to look into group therapy, but maybe tomorrow. Yeah.
Poor thing. That's terrible.
I know. So her doctor said, you know, I want you to go home and I want you to pile up half a roll of tissue into the squares. Half a roll is what she eats every day to see how much you are eating. And this really made a big impact on her, you know, and she was determined to stop. Instead of eating toilet paper every day, she did cut down to twice a week.
Oh, that's good. Did she cut down because of COVID and she couldn't get any toilet paper?
Oh, I bet she was panicking.
I bet so. Not only can you not wipe your butt, but now you don't have your favorite snack either.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the worst. Like, this is the end of the world.
COVID was a bitch.
Yep, and you couldn't wipe your butt.
Nope.
But the people that were selling bidets were doing real well.
That was insane. There's something that makes a mass hysteria just, yeah.
What are you going to do with 75 rolls of toilet paper?
I don't know, but somebody threw out there, all the toilet paper is being sold off the shelves. So immediately, what are you going to do?
Yep, run and
I'm panicking. I'm going to run buy some toilet paper so I don't have to use paper towels and throw them in a wastebasket. Yeah.
Mm.
Pitiful. Anyway, we're not sure if you're still eating tissue twice a week, Keisha, but we really hope you found the determination to kick this habit in the ass. And you got it. We're with you.
We are on your side, Keisha. You can do it.
You got this, girl. We love you.
Reach out to us and let us know what's going on.
Yes, please do. You know who you are.
Yeah.
There's only one Keisha eating toilet paper.
What if there's two?
There might be.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, if there are, both of you call. If your name is Keisha and you have a tissue eating disorder, contact us. Yeah. We're behind you. We got you.
Yeah, we want to help. Mm-hmm. I'll be your little cheerleader.
She was a cheerleader, by the way. She was very good at it.
Was.
Okay. And she is still my cheerleader.
Always.
And I am hers.
Yes.
Go, Brandy. Rah, rah. My gosh. When I was in the 7th grade, maybe the 6th grade, went to a very small school, little Catholic school. And my mother was a cheerleader, like, probably her whole life, and in college and all that.
Dang. Yeah.
So I wanted to try out for cheerleader. I was about as awkward as you could get. Couldn't do a split to save my life. Barely could do a cartwheel. And so I tried out, and my mother gave me the most wonderful advice on, you know, this is like I was in the sixth grade and my first time to even think about cheerleading. So she taught me this cheer.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait.
And it started with, you know, the typical pose. Your legs are straight. Your hands are on your hips. And then you just make simple movements. And it goes like this. Oh. I had a little rooster and I set him on the fence. He crowed for the tigers and he ain't crowed since. That was my mother's advice. And it was like in the air picking up a rooster, putting him on an imaginary fence, putting your hands back on your hips, and then doing a pike, like a half pike.
God. Oh, I could see your mom.
Yep. Ask me if I made it.
Did you make it?
I did not.
You would have looked really cute in your little cheerleading outfit. You should have made it. I would have voted for you.
Thank you. But mostly it was just people staring at me. And this was, you had to try out back then in front of your whole class.
Oh, like, that really sucks.
Dudes, chicks, you know. Yeah.
That really sucks.
The teacher was like, well, that was something.
That's everybody cheer for Kelly.
Yeah. I think there might have been a clap, you know, like, I had a little rooster and I set him on the fence. He crowed for the lions and he ain't crowed since.
I'm going to teach the little cheerleaders in Hackberry that.
Aw.
I'm really jealous. So Johnson Bayou and South Cameron both have, it's a really actually big cheerleading squad. There's probably like 15 or 20 girls, but they're little. Mm-hmm. They're like pre-K through fifth grade.
Oh, sure.
They're adorable. Then Johnson Bayou at halftime every game, they went out there and like they introduced themselves for one and they did a cheer.
Oh my
They're
gosh.
Adorable. And then South Cameron, they were doing stunts at one of the tournaments that we went to and they were just as cute as hell. They were so cute.
Oh my God. I cannot.
I remember even. When we were in high school, we got in trouble our homecoming game. We played the Saints.
Yeah.
And we made the run through sign and our homecoming float for cheerleading as the Saints ain't got a prayer. And for the float, we had people tied up and we had the bulldog with devil horns dancing around him. People were not amused. They were not amused.
Okay. All right. What was your mascot?
We were the Bulldogs.
Well, why the horns?
Because we're like the devils. Like the Saints ain't got a prayer.
But you're Bulldogs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a bulldog with horns on. Like devil horns.
A devil dog?
So, it's like the chupacabra. I don't know.
All right. Okay. For all those who are not from Louisiana and don't know what a chupacabra is, it's a big tie-tie. It's scary.
It's a cryptid. Depends all right. if you're looking in Texas or if you're looking at the ones in Brazil. The ones in Brazil are like reptilian and the ones in Texas are like dogs.
There is no such thing as a chupacabra.
Oh, that's true.
It's a mythical creature.
That's true. That is true. Well, I guess so. Shit.
Okay.
All right. Let's continue.
Little Louisiana history going awry. So.
God.
Okay.
I'm thinking of animals that don't actually exist, but sometimes people think they do. Or the rougarou. That's in Louisiana.
Dude, the rougarou. He gonna eat you up, the rougarou. You better not turn off that light.
Mm-mm, you don't go outside after dark.
Mm-mm. Not when the rougarou in town.
Don't you look it in the eye.
Okay, let's get back. Okay, so the grand finale is Davy's Bride.
I can't wait.
I know. So Dave Cat, and it is D-A-V-E-C-A-T.
Is that his real name or is that his gamer name?
That's his name.
Okay.
Not sure if it's his gamer name. I don't think he plays video games. He's more into his wife.
Oh, okay.
So Dave Cat is a 37-year-old man who cannot live without his real doll.
Huh.
When he first got the doll, he called her his synthetic girlfriend. Now he calls her his wife. Needless to say, this piqued my attention, like from a 4 to a 10.
Yeah.
So I had to go look at these dolls myself.
I'm interested to know, do they look like real people?
They do. A real doll is a life-size sex doll made of silicone-like or silicone materials. They are flexible, poseable, and airbrushed to look human.
How do you clean them?
I suppose in the bathtub. That's so I gross. Don't know. You can buy different heads. Let's say you're feeling like a blonde tonight. You can buy different hair. Like you can really just get down and customize your own doll.
So it's kind of like the adult American doll, but like X-rated.
It's X-rated. Yeah. So they do include sound effects in different languages and voices and, you know.
Like I wonder if these dolls are connected to Wi-Fi and can be hacked into to say different things.
I wish. Oh, I wish. Let me Bluetooth in.
Coming in.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot, Dave.
Yeah, so they even have like functioning jaws, like their jaws are hinged. And they have like a real looking and feeling tongue.
Oh.
Teeth.
What if their teeth are real sharp?
They're not. They're not. They're made specifically for pleasure. So, yeah. And they actually have like a sucking effect on the in the mouth. They've got like, it's just like, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. And they start off at $1,500 for
it's actually
toy.
Really, I mean, really cheap for
well, when you think about
human-sized one, human-sized sex
Yeah,
toy.
When you think about it, because they're like 5'2", 5'3".
What if you like really tall people and you want like a 6'6" one?
You can customize it.
Oh, God.
They'll give it to you.
Oh.
They'll give it to you.
Give it to you. I was watching an episode. I don't know if it was Ghosted or Help, I'm in a Secret Relationship. And whenever they confronted one of the people, he was like, I didn't know how to do this, but I need to introduce you to someone. And he brought out a doll and was like in a full-blown relationship with this
exactly.
doll.
Exactly.
And then in a secret relationship with a real person.
Oh, okay.
And the guy got up and ran out. I feel like it was, I thought it was a guy dating a guy. And then he had like a girl doll. And the guy that he was dating was pissed and he ran out. And he was like, I just wanted to introduce you.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Okay. Well, so anyway, they start off at $1,500 and I think they go like way up. I wouldn't even know how high. Like I did see a price on there like $6,000. Cool. I don't know. I was blown away and terrified all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you can decapitate your doll and put a new head on. So this is like Henry VIII yes. approved.
Yeah. And you can make them stand up. Like there's a screw that you can put in behind their neck and You buy like a Barbie stand, but it's a life-size stand, and you just hang them by that screw, and boom, they're standing up.
Man, I would love to see somebody bring one to a restaurant.
I think we should bring one to our Christmas party.
Yes!
She's like,
Yes, that is one of the best ideas you've ever had.
Oh my God. She could be Santa.
Yes.
So all that being said, I think being married to a doll and treating it like a human is flying off the rails. Like
how do you get married to a doll? Like, can she hold a pen and sign her name on the marriage certificate?
No, I just think married mentally.
Oh,
like he didn't actually bring her to the courthouse and have.
Man, that would have been great. Like, we're going to have to.
I'm still waiting on her to say I do.
We're going to have to check and make sure that y'all aren't related.
Oh, God. We need to do a silicone test.
Huh.
Silicone DNA.
Are you natural? Are you allergic to silicone?
Oh, my. Oh, well, that would be terrible.
That would. That'd be a real bad way to find out. I'm like, do you divorce her?
I guess he could. So Dave Cat wakes his wife up in the mornings. He dresses her. He has photo shoots with her. It's just something fun they do together.
I hope they do photo shoots at JCPenney.
No, he doesn't take her out.
Oh, why not?
I know. It's like he's really keeping her prisoner, in my opinion.
Yeah, you need to bring her out there. Let the world see your wife.
Yep.
Be proud.
So his fascination with dolls came at a young age when his mom would go shopping in town all the time. And he would see the mannequins and just be absolutely mesmerized with them.
I bet he was obsessed with that show from the 80s called Mannequin.
Mannequin.
I bet he was.
I think he's not that old, but I bet he's seen it.
I've seen it. We're the same age.
Okay. All right. So, I bet he was. a friend of his showed him a website with these real dolls. And Dave Cat's friend says he thought at first it was kind of weird that he spent that much money on a doll. But after he got her and the interest he showed in her was kind of cool in a way.
So Dave Cat's friend is also into dolls?
Don't know. I mean, I think that, well, obviously he knew about the website. Maybe he has a doll of his own. But for him to say that it was weird that he spent that much, maybe he kind of fell upon it by mistake. How did you fall? I've looked up a lot of things on the internet and never, ever have I found anything about these real dolls or these mannequin. Sex dolls. I really didn't know that they existed. Like,
me either.
I knew that.
Mannequins are scary too.
Yeah.
Could you imagine rolling over and having one staring at you?
Yeah, because she don't close her eyes. I mean, that would be more realistic, right?
Yeah, it would. Hey, like those baby doll eyes that are like weighted down.
When you're laid back, your eyes should be closed. When you're sitting up, they should be open. Why don't you make one that blinks occasionally so you know that she's paying attention to you?
Blink, blink, blink. I love you.
You got to make her where she understands your career and able to have a conversation. Okay, real dolls, call us.
Yeah, we got some ideas for y'all. Mm-hmm. It'll be great. Mm-hmm. Dave Cat, we'll hook you up too.
Yes.
I bet his wife's name is Sheila Cat. I just feel like
it's not. It's Shadora.
Shadora? Yeah, I was close.
Shadora.
I was very
close. So that was my next sentence.
Kind of like
actually.
A fedora. Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he named his doll Shadora.
I like and Sheila Cat better.
I do too. Why aren't you thinking
or Josie?
Dave Cat?
She could have been Josie, like Josie and the Pussycats.
Josie Cat.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Okay.
Like the band.
I know who you're talking about. I'm like a little shy, embarrassed about you say, because that's what she be.
Oh, yeah.
She is the cat.
Yeah.
Although initially.
I was just thinking about the cat part. Gross. No, you can't be named that now. You ruined the cartoon for me. Damn it.
All right. So although initially she was just a sexual partner, their relationship has grown. Dave Cat got matching wedding bands for their 10-year anniversary.
Oh, so romantic.
Mm-hmm. According to Dave Cat, they say synthetic love lasts forever.
Well, at least she don't have to worry about getting any cosmetic surgery. She's never going to age.
I've never heard that in my life.
Mm-mm.
I don't know who
synthetic
they are.
Synthetic love. Maybe it's the r/ synthetic doll subreddit.
Yeah. That's got to be it.
It's got to be it.
It's got to be it. I've never heard that phrase in my life.
Yeah, no.
So Dave Cat says, as long as you have one foot in reality, that it's completely normal. He knows she's not going to come to life one day, yet he tells her when he's leaving, where he's going, and what time he'll be home. He says she's cooped up in the apartment all the time, and he'd love to take her places, but he knows that people will not accept her.
We would love for you to take her places in Southwest Louisiana. That would be amazing.
Don't do it, Dave Cat.
Post it on Facebook and let us know.
Don't do it. He says he loves her and he kisses her goodbye and hello. Now, Dave Cat's friends go to visit him and they say that he's a very stable person and that he likes solitude and they're all understanding of his relationship. They even go clothes shopping with him for Shadora. Uh-huh. He says that he obviously chooses outfits that she likes, but...
Does she like to dress naked? I feel like she wears very little clothes.
I don't even know. I think he just enjoys the dress up and dress down. Like,
and I don't think women actually like to walk around the house in a thong.
No, he's choosing like outfits. Like he wanted to get her a business outfit and his friend was like, oh, and this is a lady friend. She's like, does she have an office to work in?
Like, oh, gosh. Is she bringing home any money, Dave Cat?
Right.
No. She does not need the business suit if mm-hmm. she's not going to interviews or working. She does not need it to wash dishes.
Correct.
Oh, wait. She can't wash dishes.
No, she can't do anything. She is a highfalutin synthetic bitch. She's not going to do dishes.
This blows my mind.
So, I know. But, so anyway... He chooses outfits that she likes, but also what he thinks that she would look good in. So if she doesn't like it, that's kind of too bad because he likes it. So at one point, they are, and I was watching a video, But they're staring at a cabinet of jewelry in a secondhand shop, and they see tie pins. And he says, "That's the thing. She's got a tie. She's worn it once." And his friend says, "She doesn't strike me as a tie person." And Dave Cat says, "Yeah, I'm a tie person. We don't want to be one of those couples that dresses alike because that's creepy."
Yeah, that's creepy.
Okay. And neither one of them laughed at that statement.
Like, you got to be kidding me. Would not want to be my friend.
No, he's very serious. So then he comes home and he says, "Hi, darling, I'm home." And he kisses her and sits by her on the couch because she's been on the couch all day.
And say, "Where the F have you been? I've been waiting
all
day."
She didn't say a damn word.
Oh.
She didn't even blink.
Blink, blink.
Nope, nothing.
Nothing.
So he comes home and he shows her all the outfits he got her. And apparently she liked it. Or she was bored with it because she didn't blink. She didn't smile. She didn't say. And he said, "You're welcome, by the way."
She's not impressed with you, Dave. You don't even know what she likes.
She loves him. Don't make Dave Cat lose his shit.
I'm sorry, Dave Cat. I'm just joking.
We don't know her. Okay.
But if you brought her down to Southwest Louisiana and let us meet her, maybe we would understand more.
Brandy wants her to be on the podcast, but I don't think she's going to be a big talker.
Blink, blink, what?
"Hello, bitch. I'm not well."
This is Fedora. Wait, what's her name?
Shadora. Get this bitch's name right.
I'm sorry. Dave Cat just got such a flamboyant name. I forget. Sheila
Cat.
So
is Shadora.
Shadora.
Shadora. Shadorable.
Shadorable. Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah, that'll help me remember.
Okay. But one thing that I do know about Dave Cat is that he's got some beautiful friends because they all care about his happiness. Like, whatever, you know, we all kind of think it's strange, but he really feels this for this doll, and he's not hurting anybody, so...
That's true.
Yeah, he loves her, so...
As long as he's not abusing her, then it's good.
We don't know if he is.
Oh, well.
What are you doing in the background? No, I'm just kidding.
We're just joking, Dave Cat.
Just kidding again.
It's adorable.
So, you know, and this is all great, but whenever fantasy rolls into your adult life, there's an issue, obviously. You know, like being a kid and having an imaginary friend is one thing... But when you're an adult and you treat a doll like it's for real.
Do you think you can buy a pregnant one that shoots out a little silicone baby?
Oh, I bet he didn't even think about that.
Like, I need it to look like both of us.
I don't know if Dave Cat wants kids because that would kind of draw her attention away from him.
That's true. That is true.
You'd have to share her with a baby. And the baby would be up all night. Oh,
that would be a lot. Yeah. That would stress you out.
Yeah. So they had a psychiatrist that actually went over to Dave Cat's home to assess his relationship with this doll.
Did he talk to each one individually?
No.
Okay.
No. So the doctor immediately asked Dave Cat if the doll is a distraction preventing him from having a real relationship with an actual human. And Dave Cat admits to wondering if he could find an organic partner.
Does that mean human?
Organic means human. That would be good for him.
Yeah.
But regardless, he didn't see himself parting with Shadora. So even if he did find an organic partner,
man,
he was still planning on keeping Shadora around.
He could be on Sister Wives. Him and Shadora can be trying to find their third or their
triple
person.
This is true. Oh, so the doctor asked what sort of comfort he got from the doll, noting that he was holding her hand or rubbing her thigh whenever he was talking, just like a couple would, you know? And Dave Cat says, after work or after eating at a restaurant, he doesn't really want to interact with other people. He's been in relationships, but they were all affairs.
Huh.
And he was lonely.
Wow.
Dave Cat says that he believes more people will choose the synthetic option for relationships. He thinks it's a natural thing to share vacation photos and stories that he goes to places without her. And the doctor says, Dave, she can't see and she can't hear.
Do you think he tags her on Facebook?
Probably. He probably made her a Facebook. He probably posts on her Facebook.
Probably so.
I'm going to have to look that up.
If he flew somewhere, would he have to buy her a ticket for a seat or would she go under the plane as storage?
He doesn't bring her.
Oh, well, then I guess it's a
non-issue.
Yep, non-issue. All right, we got that one solved.
Yeah, but he comes back home, and he shares the experience with her. you know.
What if she gets jealous and she wants to go?
Well, then he better sleep with one eye open.
Because she has both open.
What if he stabbed himself?
Oh, my God.
And blamed it on the doll.
She did it. She did it. Crazy.
She got me.
I told you she's abusive.
Anyway, it makes Dave feel good to share these things with her. And after his assessment, the doctor says, you know, Dave isn't hurting anyone or anything by having this relationship. However, in time, he may become completely isolated and find it too difficult to have any relationship with a real person.
I don't know. His friends seem like pretty cool people. I don't think they're going to dump him.
No, and the fact that he has friends and he knows how to make friends and... I was watching him on this video in an environment where he was in public. If you didn't know that he was talking about clothing a doll or whatever, you would be like, wow, that's a good boyfriend. Like, he's out shopping for his girlfriend.
So romantic. And
so romantic. Yeah. So Dave Cat says that he has a good job and a good wife and that Shadora is the right one for him. And it makes him ecstatic for the life he leads.
That's good.
Yes. Now let me tell you what a little son of a bitch he is.
Oh, gosh.
Immediately after the doctor met with Dave Cat, he placed an order for a second doll.
No.
This makes him a bigamist.
So he could be on Sister Wives.
He could be on Sister Wives, you're correct.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
So, yeah, Dave Cat, I don't really groove on that. You know?
Yeah.
I think Shador's been pretty good to you.
Yeah. Why do you need another one?
Exactly.
A newer model. Not cool, Dave Cat. Oh. Not.
And she's 10 years old. The newer models.
Oh, they're probably animatronic.
They are.
What?
I'm telling you, like their mouths move. They have, you know, like, yeah. Okay. So that's all I got for you on these
individuals.
Individuals with their addictive personalities for today. But I thought it was kind of a fun, different thing.
Yeah, that was fun.
Just murders.
Murder.
Murder.
Do you want me to do paranormal or cryptid?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. If you think we should, email us at b.tchimnotwell@gmail.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so we'll see you next week.
Yes, and we'll have some more bitches that are
unwell.
Bye. We appreciate you listening to our podcast. If you liked it, please give us a good rating. You can listen on your favorite podcast platform with new releases every Friday. Just search for Bitch, I'm Not Well. Send us suggestions for an episode at b.tchimnotwell@gmail.com because Gmail won't let us use bitch. Or visit our website at www.bitchimnotwell.com. for more podcasts and our fabulous merchandise.
We'll see you next week on another podcast about another crazy bitch who is truly
unwell.